Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Al-Hasan bin Al-Haytham. Al-Hasan bin Al-Haytham dedicated himself to learn science and gain knowledge. He came up with many scientific theories. And he wrote books, treatises, and researches. He started to shine among other scientists in his age. His fame has reached Egypt. And so the Fatimid Caliph Al-Hakam heard of him. P.S. The title of the Caliph is literally translated as the ruler by the commands of Allah. I can tell from your description of him that he's an eminent scientist, Minister.
Of course he is, Your Majesty. Moreover, he wishes to come to Egypt.
How do you know that?
Didn't I tell you that I've met him and we engaged in a long conversation, Your Majesty? So you are specialized in engineering, Ibn al-Haytham?
Yes, engineering is one of the branches of science in which I've come up with important theories. But of course, I try to research all of the fields of knowledge and sciences.
Can engineering serve the public interest?
Certainly. For example, architecture is based on engineering and mathematics. Astronomy and navigation. All of these are mundane matters that critical parts of them are based on engineering.
May Allah aid you and grant you success, so that you can use your knowledge to benefit us, Ibn al-Haytham.
You told me that you are the minister of Al-Hakim, aren't you?
Yes, I didn't want to go to the Levant without meeting you.
Do you know, O minister, if I were in Egypt, I would do something to the Nile that would bring many benefits in all of its conditions. When its water rises and floods, and when it dries and draw down.
That's wonderful! I'll make sure to tell the Caliph about it.
What is this thing that he wants to do?
He didn't tell me what he was thinking, Your Majesty. But I believe this is a serious matter. That's why I'm telling you about our conversation.
All right. Make a caravan. Set off to the Levant tomorrow. And ask them to bring Al-Hasan bin Al-Haytham here to Egypt. If he wishes to help us to control the water of the Nile, that sometimes floods while other times dries, let's give him a chance to do so. Al-Hasan bin Al-Haytham traveled to Egypt. When he arrived, he received a cordial welcome by Al-Hakim, and he treated him with great generosity. Welcome to Egypt, eminent scientist. Thank you for accepting my invitation.
Thank you for giving me such an opportunity, Your Majesty.
Your house is going to be here, and you'll be provided with whatever you need. From books and tools to help you with your researches and studies. More importantly, to help you to establish your project.
What project?
I was told that you have a solution for the Nile River problem that would help us to benefit from the river, whether it floods or dries.
That's true, Your Majesty, but it's just a theory.
It's time to verify your theory. Here is the Nile. I chose your house to look directly on it so that you would start your work
immediately.
What are you laughing at?
Pardon me, your Majesty. I didn't mean to offend you, but you didn't even ask me what my theory is, or whether staying here would be useful or not.
Isn't your theory related to the Nile River?
That's true, Your Majesty. My stay here would definitely benefit me for some time, so that I can study the drawdown and the rise in the river's water level. But I have to travel to the south to see for myself.
What are you thinking about, Ibn al-Haytham?
A dam.
A dam?
Yes, an enormous dam. The people of Egypt rely on agriculture, and agriculture relies on the Nile River. But the Nile sometimes floods and submerges the lands on its two banks. And other times it dries, and the farmers suffer from the lack of water. If we build a dam at the south of Egypt, we'll be able to control the amount of Nile water that reaches Egypt. When the water floods, we'll keep it behind the dam to protect the fields and villages from drowning. And when it dries, we'll open the dam and the water that we've collected behind it would gush to rise the water level of the river. That's all, Your Majesty.
You aren't a scientist.
But what?
Yes. You're a genius! You'll receive all that you need, Ibn al-Haytham. Finish your studies, measurements, and calculations here. Then inform me when it would be convenient for you to travel to the south.
This was one of the happiest moments in Ibn al-Haytham's life, as he was close to achieving his scientific dreams. And this is how Ibn al-Haytham traveled to the south of Egypt. To Aswan. And there he investigated the region himself to start the implementation of his project. But
it's impossible.
What's impossible, sir?
The project that I'm intending to implement is impossible to fulfill.
Why is that?
The construction of any structure on the Nile is indeed difficult. The space is vast, and the water would be a hindrance.
Haven't you done your calculations before?
Well, a theory is one thing, while implementation is an entirely different thing. I'm still sure that my theory is valid. But what? Isn't the theory valid, like you're saying?
I believe so, Your Majesty.
What's preventing you from starting the project? I told you that I would provide you with everything that you need.
It requires enormous resources. No matter how much we try, it will be nothing but a waste of time, Your Majesty. The river is long. Perhaps a time would come when construction tools become more evolved, and builders would be able to establish the dam that I have in mind. But it won't be easy to build any structure on the river at the present time.
Was it difficult to build those pyramids thousands of years ago?
Its construction is an engineering mystery, Your Majesty. That's why it's an agricultural miracle. Don't you want to build an agricultural miracle of your own as well? I wish I could, Your Majesty, but I know that this attempt is going to fail.
I got my hopes up as well. I got my hopes up that I would be immortalized in the history books because of this construction. But I'll find other methods to immortalize my name. You may leave now, Abin Halaytham.
Shall I prepare myself to leave Egypt and return to the Levant, Your Majesty?
No. You are staying with us here, great scientist.
As we will still need to reap the benefit of your knowledge. Thank you. Thank you, Your Majesty. Ibn al-Haytham realized that the ruler's decision of keeping him in Egypt was a punishment and not a reward. As the Caliph has assigned him to administrative work in the ministries of the country. The scientist wasn't ready for such a job, as it took him a long time, and he didn't have the strength to continue his researches. And experiments in the time that he had left. And the great scientist felt that he has reached an impasse, as he doesn't dare to refuse the request of the Caliph, who's known for his violence. And at the same time, he can't continue doing this job.